Welcome. I think if the weather continues, as they say it will, get warmer every year, I think that we can do like the Southern churches do in the United States. We can get fans to fan ourselves. They're usually by the local funeral home. So we'll have to look into that for next year. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Carolyn Ruda. And the announcements this morning, there's quite a few. But I wanted to start with the news about Alan Day.
It is with a sad and heavy heart that we have to announce that Alan did pass away in his sleep Tuesday going into Wednesday, and had gotten up to give him his medication around 1, and he was okay. She got up for his next dose and found that he had passed in his sleep. If anybody is interested, we do have a card. It is predominantly from the choir, but if anybody would like to sign a card of condolence for Anne, we have it up here. So please feel free to just sign it and let them know that you're thinking about them. Again, Anne is staying currently in Nova Scotia, but she is planning on coming back for a visit, at which time we are hoping to do a memorial for him then.
Maybe it's appropriate that the next announcement is about the hymn sing on Sunday, July the 21st. This is the last Sunday to put in your favorite hymn from Voices United or More Voices in the box at the back, and so that we can try and fit as many as we can into that morning. We've made a little change with the Agape Kids Community Kitchen. And thank you to all of those who continue to support the Agape Kids Community Kitchen that does their breakfast and gives them something to take away with them for lunch. We've decided that we're going to pick an item each month and collect that. So this month, it will be fruit cups. So you'll see a small display at the back there. Once again, we welcome Reverend Catherine Oxenford Grant to be with us as she presides over communion with us this morning. Remember, everyone is welcome at Christ's table to take part in the grape juice and the bread. I have done a photo display at the back. There were so many pictures from that day that we had Rosemary's Luncheon, but we also welcomed new members, and that was the last Sunday that Reverend Aaron was with us before she went on sabbatical. So there are lots of pictures of just that day. So take a look when you go to the back. For those of you who were not here last Sunday, I want to welcome back to us this summer our summer student, Alex Plant. He's at the back there with the live streaming. There are two events that we are taking part in, along with Diversity Cornwall. And the first one is our Pride Worship Service next Sunday at 10 a.m. And the other is we would like people to join us as we march in the Pride Parade on July the 20th. The information is in the bulletin, and we gather at the Aquatic Center at 10 a.m. and we end up at Lamoureux Park. So if you are interested in doing that, talk to Kim Baird or myself. Thank you once again for being with us. Oh, the shower of kindness. Thank you. Bev and I were saying earlier that two heads are better than one, and it definitely is. You may want to know, and I'm sure you do want to know, how much money we raised for shower kindness for Center 105. In order for them, they have the shower, they just need everything that goes with the program to run it. And we collected $405. And not that we do it for the plaques, but there will be a tile with our name on it outside where the shower area is going to be. Thank you, everyone.
Is it my turn? Oh, all right.
Hi.
Welcome to worship at Knox St. Paul's United Church. I'm Reverend Catherine, and it's a treat to be with you. I've brought a couple of my cohorts with me from Wall Street, Wall Street's organist, and our friend, and oh, hush. And it's lovely that Lynn Stockless is able to be here. She was my supervisor when I was a student in Westport. So we've known each other quite a while. So, and of course, we've gotten younger and younger as the years have gone by. It is a joy to be worshiping with you today. As we begin this time of worship, we remember that we're situated on traditional lands of the Okohone.
Onwe.
I'm sorry?
Onwe.
Okay. If I pronounce it wrong, you tell me. We acknowledge and give thanks for the enduring presence of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people on this land. And we're committed to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation and respect. Would you join with me in the call to worship? We gather in the presence of God's Spirit.
The Spirit is
life. The Spirit offers promise to each new day.
The Spirit brings hope out of despair.
The Spirit brings hope. God's Spirit, we discover life.
God's Spirit dwells within us. Thanks be to God.
And let us join in our vision and mission. We are partners, participants in the work of God. Together, we are committed to helping build a city where no one journeys alone. Gracious God, who creates, sustains, and redeems all life, we come seeking your presence and peace. We praise you for the joy of being your people. May your Spirit be with us and move within us in this time of worship. Give us hearts that hear your word, and minds that are open to the transforming power of your love. Amen. Our opening hymn is "This Is the Day."
This is the day that our God has made.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. Jesus, forgive us when we make excuses for staying where we are because it's comfortable or because this is the way we've always done it. Forgive us when we blame others for our failures and inaction. Forgive us when we fail to recognize your healing in our lives. Jesus, forgive us and lead us into new and transformed lives. Amen. The good news is this. God does not place limits on forgiveness. Let us go then and do likewise. Thanks be to God. Life-giving God, open our hearts and our minds, and we will receive and then act on your message of love, hope, and grace in your living word, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Old Testament reading, Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 10 to 13. My beloved spoke and said to me, "Arise, my love, my fair one, and come with me. See, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of the doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my love, my fair one, come with me." May God bless to our understanding these words from the Holy Scripture. Amen.
Are you tired? Worn out, burned out on religion. Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to make a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer of us all. Amen. Are there any here today who've never been weary? Anyone who's never had to carry a heavy burden in their hearts or in their lives? Because if so, you're free to go. Because today, we're going to rest. We're going to learn from Jesus' heart a way of life that's gentle and humble. And we're going to set down the heavy, heavy burdens that life has sometimes given us and take up the easy one of Jesus. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and I am gentle. I am lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We know these words. They are grafted deep into our hearts. Matthew 11, 28 to 30 is one of the most extraordinary verses in the New Testament. And this teaching is like a diamond or a ruby or an emerald or a pearl or whatever jewel we might think is treasure and is enormously valuable. That's how important this verse is. It's one of those Bible verses that you and I need to memorize and perhaps did many years ago. And that is, we need to put those words into our memory bank because they're so true. Because we need to use them often. And this verse is like John 3:16, or the 23rd Psalm, or 1 Corinthians 13, or any other favorite verse that you might memorize. These words are great and so true for our daily lives. I wonder if you would say these words after me. Come unto me, all who are weary.
Come unto me.
Oh, come on. You sound like you're weary and heavy laden. And heavy laden.
And heavy laden.
And I'll give you rest.
And I'll give you rest.
Repeat after me. Take my yoke upon me, upon you, and learn from me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble. I am gentle and humble. And you will find rest for your souls. They're great words, aren't they? Powerful, powerful words. Life-shaping words. And the line is so powerful that one time I asked in an adult Bible study class, I asked folks what this verse actually meant to them. The following are quotations from members of that class. Listen carefully, because these words are sacred. And these words are from the real world of real lives of real people who are members of the United Church of Canada and other churches in the community. When my son was killed in a farm accident, it was as heavy a burden as I've ever carried. And in that process, God gave me rest. God carried my load and also gave me the strength to carry my load. Did you catch that? That the death of her son in a farm accident was the heaviest burden that she could ever have imagined. And God carried that load for her. God gave her the strength to carry that load. And both of these words are true. God carried the load and also gave her the strength to carry the load. When my daughter died much too young, I couldn't pray because I was numb. I was incapable of praying, but my friends lifted me up in prayer, upheld me in prayer, and I knew that I was being lifted up and supported. Her daughter did die much too young. I did that funeral. We were all numbed by the process, and her mom was incapable of praying. So rather, her friends prayed for her. Many people said that their friends were in the hands and the hearts of God for them during the crises in their lives. I heard that over and over again. You know, I think we all understand numbness. We've all grieved and may well still be grieving. And we all understand helping friends at times like these. You know, it seems like we work like mad, carrying our loads in life. But Jesus here is offering us a tool to do the job more effectively. Jesus was creating a picture that people could understand. People could understand that he would fashion a really well-fitting yoke across two, perhaps, beasts of burden who were carrying loads of straw or of water. And it makes it easier, that yoke, to carry the loads in life. Oh yes, we all work very hard carrying those loads. All of us do, sometime during our lifetime. Some people, and some families, a whole lot more than others. And you know, we work so hard carrying our own emotional and our physical loads. It's true. It's true for all of us, you know? And we keep the really tough stuff to ourselves, don't we? But God's given us spiritual tools to help us carry, to help manage those inevitable loads of life, the stresses of life. Tools such as, I'm with you always, to the end of the age. Or, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. We all work hard to carry those loads. Addictions, grief, homelessness, food insecurity, aging, financial concerns, loneliness. The list goes on, but God has given us ways to help us cope. Life and stress, don't they seem to go hand in hand? You hear stress all the time. People are stressed. I'm feeling a lot of stress. Yeah, you hear it a lot. We'll experience a lot of stress in our life. And there's no getting around it. I believe that the degree to which we effectively manage and cope with the stress in our lives will determine the degree to which we are healthy. If we turn to unhealthy behaviors to cope with the stress, our physical and our emotional health is going to suffer. Many people turn to food as a way to cope with stress. Others turn to drugs, alcohol. Some light up a cigarette. Some burn the midnight oil, surfing the web, and pay for it the next day because they haven't had enough sleep. It doesn't sound like anyone I know, does it? No. Come to me, all of you. I don't know any more effective technique to get a handle on stress in my life than to turn to Jesus. God designed you and me in such a way that our mind and our body and our spirit react together in a marvelous way when we feel tense and anxious and heavy. And then we take a moment to set our heart and mind on Jesus. God knows that Jesus is an antidote for stress. Not drugs, not food, not alcohol, not the internet. That's why God inspired Matthew to capture and write about Jesus' short teaching on this topic. So how do we come to Jesus? We pray. We listen to inspirational music. We sit or walk quietly and listen for God's voice. We cry out in desperation. We read words of Scripture. We get on our knees and we pour out our hearts. When we do this, Jesus promises he'll give us rest. The story that God will give us rest reminds me of that contemporary parable about the footprints in the sand. Two pairs of footprints in the sand, walking side by side, and suddenly there's only one pair. And God said, "That's when I picked you up and I carried you." God lifts us up and carries us when our burdens, when our lives are just too hard to cope with on our own. And all of us will experience that during life. God carrying us when the burdens have become too great. And the parable footprints is another life management tool that we've been given. The list of comments from my Bible study group continues. This means never having to feel alone. This means having a sense of peace when carrying the small and the large burdens of every day. This means that God is waiting to carry our burdens. The prayers of friends are the hands of God. I've learned to pray before the burdens get too hard, and that helps me. Don't wait for a really big crisis to finally go to God. After 11 years of battling booze, I prayed to God for help, and eventually God lifted that burden from me. And the last one, I like this. If you don't have a belief in God, it's hard to get through the major problems of life. Yep, these words are all sacred and sensible. They make sense to people of faith. We all get it. Whether we do it or not is another matter. But we understand it. Arise, my love. Come to me. Walk with me. Have a come to Jesus moment. You'll be very glad you did. Thanks be to God. Would you please pray with me? Holy One, Creator of the universe, help us to recognize your presence. Listen to your voice and be strengthened by the assurances of your love that you have given to us. Amen. Our next hymn, "Will You Come and Follow Me?" Seat. This is the time that you call faith sharing, or I would think of it as God moments. Is there anyone who's brave enough to come up and share a moment that was important to them, where they might have encountered God or needed God? You really shouldn't all volunteer at once. Then I will volunteer. It wasn't done to me directly, but I have a really close friend who's been dealing with the same sort of cold that I have. And they've been miserable and coughing and feeling like death warmed over, with barely, you know, barely the, not even, not eating, you know, maybe making cups of tea and things, but that's it. Feeling really miserable. And a friend of ours put together a basket. And the basket included flowers, cough mixture, probably chocolate and other good things, and put it at the door, and then just sent them a note and said, care package at your door. To me, that's a God moment. That's a moment when the love of God is expressed through human hands, human compassion, radical love and care. It's a simple thing. Things like that matter. That's the love of God in action. Our next little hymn is hymn number 191, What Can I Do? Of dedication over our offering. Gracious God, receive these gifts that we have given as a symbol of all that we seek to be and do in your way and in your name. Bless what we have offered for your glory and for the well-being of all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we come into a time of prayer, let's take a moment to just relax our shoulders, unclench everything, unclench your jaw, unclench your hands, unclench everything as we come into a time of prayer. Holy One, we thank you for the beauty of these summer days. For the rain, the breeze, the hot sun, and all growing things. We are so very grateful for singing birds, for robins and sparrows, for doves, but perhaps not quite so grateful for mosquitoes. May we make our homes places of relaxation, joy, love, peace, and safety for all who dwell there, and for those whom we invite to be with us. May we be generous and considerate, not thinking only about ourselves. There are so many in the world, in our communities, and in this very place of worship who are grieving, finding life a difficult road, who are in pain, perhaps suffer from addiction, illness. Grant us strength, O God. Gracious God, Creator of all things, guide our steps and strengthen our hearts during these months of summer and vacation days. Grant us refreshment of mind and body. May we constantly strive to make a meaningful difference in the lives of our loved ones and in the world around us. And let us continue to pray in the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our communion hymn, Let Us Break Bread Together. Have a seat. And let us join together in the sacrament of Holy Communion. God is with us. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy mystery that is holy love. You are beyond complete knowledge, above perfect description. Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit, source of life. Living Word and bond of love, you are creative and self-giving, generously moving in all the near and distant corners of the universe. Nothing exists that does not find its source in you. Even when we turn away from you, you are with us. Your presence never fails us. Your gifts of hope and new life transform us. We praise you for Jesus Christ, eternal as your love, one bond to another. We rejoice with all your people of every time and place, and with angels and archangels to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy are you. Holy, holy, blessed are you. It is Jesus, God incarnate, the risen Christ, who joins us together as a community of broken but hopeful believers. Miss me. And striving to be his faithful servants in our time and place. In this meal, we remember Jesus and his promises and the price he paid for who he was, what he said, and what he did. On the night before Jesus died, he took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Whenever you do this, remember me." And after supper, Jesus took the cup and he poured it out and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant shed for you. Whenever you do this, remember me." We do remember. We remember his life of love, his friendship, his teaching, his dying, and his rising to life again. In sharing this meal, we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Send, O God, your Holy Spirit upon us and what we do here, that we and these gifts touched by your Spirit may be signs of life and love to one another and to the world. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, God most holy, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come. The meal is ready. Our next hymn, I Heard the Voice of Jesus.
As we leave this place, we ask your blessing on all of us, health and strength, and God's blessings.